Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Heavy Pencil.
An actor of my experience, you just get wrung dry.
A podcast sitcom
with Anna Crilly
and Tony Gardner.
I played Edmund Gelder, and he played Fanny Snatch.
The Observer called it
a lovely thing. Wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
I'm not having any more of this. I need you to pull me off immediately.
Heavy Pencil from Great Big Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome back to The Curse of Strictly. It's movie week, and next up we're going to look at Ranveer and Giovanni, who did, I think, the dance of the night, no question, a foxtrot to the song from Dreamgirls.
It was really nice.
It was more than, I mean, nice is giving it a little bit of faint praise there. She's a, I've just wrote down, because I keep having to remind myself, she's the political editor of GMB. She's the political editor. She came out looking, I mean, admittedly, the styling this week was just incredible for her. She looked like a movie star. She looked like proper sort of Diana Ross, you know, 60s. I mean, she just looked breathtaking.
And she's going to be tired. It's been
so
a big
tired.
Week.
Oh, has she had much to talk about this week?
If you're political editor, even on GMB, where basically I imagine most of the political talking is done by that man. But if she's in charge of that programme, a national television programme's political desk in an election week, it's an amazingly busy time. She mentioned in her preview video that she'd been up at 3:30 again doing the bits.
Oh, God.
She was knackered.
So tired. It must just be exhausting at the best of times. But in terms of like where she is, like week three, non-dancer, non-performer, non-actress of any kind, she came out and played this character, this diva-like character, with her whole body.
Yeah.
It was so impressive. She became a proper diva. If Bruno had been there, he would have been saying, you played this part with your whole body.
Yeah.
And he'd have fallen off his chair and quite right too. But she did, they often, because they, I think they've clearly worked out from like week one, she can completely hold an audience's attention centre stage on her own to start a dance. And they're doing that with her a lot now.
Yeah.
Because she just, in a way you'd think you'd be nervous, you'd want the partner there to kind of shield you and sort of help you feel confident. She is just so confident at just standing centre stage solo and just starting
and
her movements, and her body movements are so confident.
When you watch her, she is, when you watch
she's
her,
so
in
humble.
Her in her pre-videos and things, she is a political editor, a journalist out of her depth. What I think is brilliant about this, in the same way as Jeanette is the spirit, Jeanette's the spirit of Strictly Come Dancing.
She is.
As a professional dancer, she's everything you want. She's the core. If you remove Jeanette, the Raven's leaving the tower, I think, a little bit for Strictly.
For sure.
She's always selling the show as a fun thing. It's really, I think this series, Ranveer, is the spirit of the celebrity thing.
Agreed.
She is, if the essence of this is to take the essence of Come Dancing and then bolt onto it an Eric and Ernie, Children in Need, newsreaders dancing thing that everyone likes. Everyone likes a charity thing where someone unexpectedly, where Michael Aspel does an unexpected
backflip.
You
don't expect to see their ankles. It's terribly exciting.
She, all it is, and she is the essence of that because she is a serious television political journalist who again, in her pre-videos, says, I'm nervous, I'm tired, I'm no good at this, I'm frightened, and then immediately comes out and has this transformation, stars in their eyes transformation, to this very confident woman on stage.
It is like a transformation, isn't it?
It's the essence of the show, and I think she's holding it brilliantly. And right at the beginning watching this, there were other people who were my favourites, and increasingly she's becoming possibly one of my two, three favourites in the show.
Yeah, I agree.
Just by embodying why this show is fun in the first place.
She's one of the good ones. I think she'll be there till a long way into the competition, providing the racist British public remember to vote for her. But I think the reaction from the judges, I mean, was for once, I thought, completely matched the reaction from us, the audience in the studio, well, the few that were there. Motsi was up on her feet. She was ooh-la-la-ing all over the shop and basically giving it Bruno because he wasn't there.
Yeah, she fell off her chair.
Shirley, she did, figuratively, fell out of her hovering judge pod, which is dangerous because they can get to quite a height in that studio. Shirley talked about the quality of her dancing. She's finished and her arms are finished beautifully and the shapes she make are exquisite. I do love watching her. And Craig just said fabulous. Why have I written your name after Craig's? Like, what did you do? You must have done something amusing.
I can't remember now.
Oh, no, we were drunk.
I was really drunk and tired because of all the This is the first thing I've watched that hadn't had John King pointing at a small county in Pennsylvania with some numbers.
For like a week.
Yeah, this, I was expecting John King to come on and do a dance. We've just been watching CNN constantly. But it was lovely to get a series high score for this. It was really exciting. And just the fabulous. So you get, again, as an encapsulation of Strictly, to end up with a Bruno of enthusiasm, with Shirley giving a technical judgment, and then Craig being stunned into almost silence and just being able to do his catchphrase.
Yeah.
It was everything that makes Strictly work in one thing. It was so good. What a night for her. She's obviously had a really, really busy, a big week at work and a huge thing to be able to do this at the same time. What you're watching with this as well, again, the essence of Strictly is people very often who've got a day job.
Yeah.
Who are fitting in this incredibly complicated thing around it.
And so, they're being asked to go on Strictly It Takes Two at least once a week. Yeah. And they're being asked to film VTs. Like the actual dance training, I don't know where they find the time for it. She got 3 9s, which is obviously the series' highest mark so far. I just hope she goes from strength to strength because she deserves to. She is, you're right, she's the spirit of Strictly.
She only had one break this week and that official. Was when she was in a Spitfire briefly.
She did. She went probably, up in a bloody Spitfire.
She probably had a nap.
What are they doing to that poor woman? Okay, next, I suppose we'll have to bite the bullet now and talk about Jamie and Karen. I'd just like to say, I do love Karen. I wish her a long Strictly life. But just this year, I could really do with her partner drying up and going home. So anyway, Jamie and Karen did a Charleston to a song from, is Hercules the name of the cartoon?
Hercules is the Disney cartoon, right. Gerald Scarfe design. It's actually all right, actually. Everyone says it's brilliant. It's okay. It's a pretty good late Disney, after Pinocchio.
Yes, after Pinocchio.
Hercules is fine. It's a good dance song.
Yeah.
And there weren't, Dreamgirls is giving you that, Elton John's giving you that. There's loads of energy in it.
Yes,
and
it is a perfect sort of Charleston-y number.
And it's goofy. So part of me went, oh, it might work for him.
It did work for him in the sense that he got to be charming and he got to grin a lot, wear a silly costume and show how game he was.
He looked like Chris Quentin.
But all the while, what I could see was just Donald Trump's face on Jamie's body. That's all I could see the whole time he was dancing, or Boris Johnson occasionally.
This is a really big thing for you. And I thought, because obviously people will know that you, the only programme you've seen every episode of in the world...
Yeah.
Is,
I'm not proud of it.
Is, but it made a Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I've studied him for years. Years, I'm telling you.
So he's someone I would have thought would be one of your guys on
He's
this.
Not one of my guys. To be honest, none of the men on Made in Chelsea are that great. But Jamie has, he's one of those slightly old, he's older than the rest of the cast put together now. He's had a hair transplant to disguise the fact that he was receding. He did it on the show. It's okay. He admitted to it. He's just incredibly vain. He skips from woman to woman, cheating on them. Oh. And now he's talking as if he's a sage old man saying that, in my younger days, I used to be so silly, but now I'm ready for, he's in magazines now saying he's ready for marriage and settling down. Just means he's ready to settle down and have his affairs more discreetly.
I wrote down, the word I wrote down, this is really good. I said he was timid in this dance and he lacked commitment.
Oh, he looked like
he's
he was
someone
shitting
who
himself.
Can't commit. but he does look like he's, when you compare him to people like Ranveer who are really throwing themselves to it, people like Caroline, who this is obviously a dream come true, and people like Bill, who could play this as a joke
completely.
And are totally committed. He's a little bit like where someone isn't quite, where you take a photo of a group of people and say, do a cheesy smile and one
where everyone else is wearing a costume, but he won't dress up because he won't look stupid, thank you very much.
He's come to the, even though he's in fancy dress and things, he's come to the fancy dress thing and he's come as James Bond, thinking he should wear a suit.
Yeah.
He's kind of not 100% in love with the idea of doing the show.
Of course he's not. He's there to promote his profile and get more people to adore him.
And I think that's what's fatal, is that the people who are watching the show normally can tell, and the judges can tell, if someone is not taking the show seriously. But where do they don't seem to be able to tell that he's not taking the show seriously.
No, the judge's reaction to Jamie, I'm finding hard to compute. And also, it helps to understand it, I think, when you look at the rest of the dancers watching him, the things they tweet and the things they're putting on Instagram. I've started following them all on Instagram now because I'm just completely invested this year. They all really like him. He's one of those narcissistic personalities who gets, he's new in a new situation. He's in his element. He can start anew. He can get everyone to love him. He can be charming. He can be their best mate.
Charmer.
He's a total charmer. And I think on set, he must be a lot of fun because they all seem to really love him.
I've done a show with him and Murder and Success.
You came away saying nice things about him.
And he was dynamite. Yeah. What he is, he was really good on that. The show was good.
He was good on it. He performed really well.
Everyone really enjoyed working with him. I think the thing with someone like this, when they come from these reality shows, people forget this. Again, with the YouTubers as well, Ranveer's job is to be a political correspondent. And the soldier's job JJ is to be a soldier or a presenter or a sportsman. But his job is just to be liked.
Yeah.
YouTube is the same.
He's spent years.
They're just charmers.
He spent years honing that skill and literally no other skills, judging by his dancing. So as far as I could see, compared to the other people and how much they've progressed, as far as I could see, and they encouraged Jamie last week, they said, you're showing potential. He doesn't show any potential.
They keep saying he's improving.
Again, he doesn't hold himself in any way like a dancer after 3 or 4 or 5 weeks of training, because they started training 2 weeks before the launch show. He doesn't show any real improvement in having command of his body or being confident with his movements.
He looks very weak one.
He does look very weak one. And his stance is of a man with a full nappy. He does look like he's kecked his cacks, and that's just how he is. So the judge's comments were quite telling. Oh, at the end of the dance, by the way, he sort of just piled Karen onto the floor.
He
just
dropped her upside down.
Just lovely, delightful.
He's finished his job and she can now be got rid of. Like, yeah. It was like he'd put a prop down, yeah, or dropped a sword,
because
or
that's
a cane.
Who she is to him, just a means to an end, a means
Karen.
To get popular. And this is Karen, please don't do that.
Karen's
she's dancing
again.
Royalty.
Heart of Strictly, Karen.
Yeah, she really, really is. And obviously, Mark, you know, Mark's love for her has waned this series, but we're hoping, you know, the two of them can find a way to back to
actually,
back.
Actually, she looked dynamite. Well, yeah. The great thing about Karen doing a Disney thing is she's got a lovely cartoon face.
Yeah.
She looks like she's been drawn by Gerald
big
Scarfe.
Big eyes,
anyway.
Like a Disney lady.
Yeah, it's and with the big, that was a great, those were great outfits. Great big
really good wig.
Cartoon wig. She looked like a drawing. And I know she
did.
She was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it came off. And I remembered how much I loved watching her dance. She's so good. But she's been lashed, this guy. And you get the feeling there's a feeling of...
Charmless ape.
I think you can see in her eyes sometimes that she resents being partnered with him
so far.
But this week, because she got a good score, she was delighted. And I went, oh, don't fall in love with him. Don't start enjoying
being
with
him.
Oh,
they all do in the
score.
End. I've seen it. I've seen Jamie turn people from haters to lovers. Anyway, the judges, Motsi and Craig and Shirley, were all just slapping their thighs and laughing and saying how funny he was. He's so funny.
That
oh, you did make me laugh.
Enough.
They didn't talk about his bloody dancing. Craig did say that it was a bit tight, as in you look like you've shat yourself. But apart from that, they really didn't pick him apart at all. And then Shirley starts standing up chanting, Hercules, Hercules. It's a dream come true for Jamie. It's all he wants to do is stop people looking at the footwork and win them over with his personality. And it's working. And I'm furious. And the week that Trump went, I wanted to see him go too, because frankly, they might as well be brothers.
He's got a whiff of that. Again, it's a Chelsea entitlement. That thing of going, I don't have to do the exam. I can do my homework on the bus going in. And I get the feeling you watch his dancing and go, I bet you do a lot of your footwork on the bus going in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A real Boris Johnson. I can probably bluff this.
Oh, this will probably do. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm me. I'm great. And he even said something that could have been from the mouth of Donald Trump, I think when Claudia was talking to them afterwards. She said, oh, it was quite fast, wasn't it? And he said, that is the fastest thing anyone's ever done.
Whoa.
Which is such a Trumpian statement. He plays humble and then he says, I'm the greatest, but then pretends he's only joking. He thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. The first week in Strictly slightly knocked that out of him. And now he's won everyone over.
Well, because they've got a 7 from Craig, which is amazing.
These scores were bullshit, if you don't mind me saying.
It was a bullshit 7, a bullshit 8, and a massive bullshit 8.
I'm just so surprised.
23. Again,
but none
top
of them
of the table.
Said, well, you were completely out of sync with your partner, even though you did try really hard. Honestly, I'm
no
not saying he
dropped her.
No. That crucially, no. But it was at the end of the routine. But no one pulled him up on the fact that they did loads of side by side. The Charleston is like a fully mirror, keep up, completely on point. They didn't even talk about his dancing. They just said, oh, you're so funny. I don't need different contestants to be judged by different standards.
Yeah.
When someone like Clara comes out and just burns up the floor and really shows some conviction and some talent and some dancing ability, and then they just laugh at him and give him 8. I'm sorry, I'm getting quite angry with the judges. Anyway, so he was out of sync all the way through. He got 2 8s. Go figure.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to.
Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay.
The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great eps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next up, talking of Clara, it was Clara and Aliash who did, I thought, a brilliant tango to Lady Marmalade from Moulin Rouge.
This was brilliant. I mean, Clara was an early favourite for me. I thought she was absolutely brilliant from day one.
She still is for me.
She's fantastic. And I'm holding on to her. I'd like to see her in the final. I think she's
voting for
brilliant.
Her every sodding week now. I think she's so going to go out if she's not careful.
This is such a good choice for her as well, because it absolutely reeks, because it was a disco tango and it reeks of Radio 1. It's exactly what she should be doing. She got to be a sort of Beyonce style sort of pop diva. It was a real pop star performance, which again is very Moulin Rouge. Everything about the choreography, the choice of song, what Aliash did with it, everything
he's
about
this clever.
Was
he
right
gets,
for
he
her.
Gets dance sort of, he gets, he bends the dancers, but not in a way you wouldn't notice it was a tango, but he bends it to suit her physicality. I've got to stop, I'm being really creepy about her legs now, but I think her legs are fabulous. They almost always get her legs out with the costume department, because she just looks staggering when she's flicking them around the floor. Well,
they said that
beautiful.
Earlier on they were being slightly critical of Maisie, because they said that the dress disguised covered a multitude of sins,
a world
of their footwork.
Of sins. Yeah.
Footwork with Clara, she's always got her legs out, you can see where her feet are going.
Yeah.
And she's always, I tell you what it is, it doesn't matter. She is exciting to watch.
I just wrote the word down in huge letters, exciting, dramatic, just everything about her performance.
I think she
drags your eyes to her.
She is one of, and I'd say this, but I like a lot of the dancers here. She is one of two celebrity dancers who is riveting every week. I cannot take my eyes off her. Unexpectedly, it's her and Bill. I cannot take my eyes off either of them.
Yep.
They are great television. And it's an entertainment show. They are solidly entertaining. And they're not entertaining because they're funny. They're entertaining because they're exciting dancers.
Completely. And because they're really throwing themselves into it properly, not just hoping a little, you know, a little twinkle and a wink will get them through because they're Jamie sodding Chelsea boots.
Also, she's getting quite harsh scores and coming out
the
every
judges
week.
Judges are so horrible.
And she's coming out every week and being the same, as enthusiastic and as excited. She's not
probably,
getting put off.
No, drunkenly tweeted last night from the Cursor Strictly account that the judges are giving her such a false impression of how she is coming across on this competition.
Yeah.
They're talking to her like she's touch and go every week. I think she's up there with the best dancers, but she is scored so unfairly.
They're in isolation, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's a bit like Big Brother, where people don't
know
how the public
alone.
See them.
No, and she might, I mean, hopefully, I'm sure her friends are all saying, oh my God, babe, you're doing amazingly, don't worry
she,
about it.
It was a ferocious, entertaining, it was she was just dynamite. It
I
was so good.
I loved watching it.
If they're
going to
do
her.
Pop song dancing, disco dance on this as part of their ballroom, that was about as good as it could be. And it was so, she's brilliant.
Yeah. And then the judges, just to compound it all, after being so nice to Jamie, literally the dance before, Craig was really pissy to her, really picky, but then sort of threw in a, I really liked it at the end. Like,
Shirley
well,
said,
well,
good
then
try.
Focus on that. I know, genuinely, what have we just watched? Jamie waddled around the dance floor like he was in a full Pampers. She like kicked her way around the dance floor looking like some kind of astonishing bolt of lightning and gets, oh, good try, dear. Shut up. And Motsy was basically just giving her technical advice, but they weren't encouraging her. Why is she not getting encouragement? And Jamie's getting loads and he's crap.
And again, one of the things that's always been the bugbear with Strictly, if they're bothered by that being too disco and not enough tango, then go and give the choreographer 5.
Generally, stop giving her that. This is definitely not her fault. Okay, so she got a 7 from Craig, which is, I thought, good, but she deserved more. She got a 6 from Shirley. I just don't know what dance she was watching, and a 7 from Motsy.
Well, I'm sending my observers in and my lawyers. I'm going to be outside a landscaping centre demanding a recount.
Not 12 feet away, 6 feet away.
Yeah.
fuck you.
And I've booked a landscaping centre and we're going to have a big press conference about how we're going to take this to the Supreme Court.
Bloody too right. Don't liken us to the Trump administration.
We are. Basically, when there's cheating
we're on
involved,
the side of right
when
here.
When there's cheating on, there palpably has been. More cheating. But 20. She is not a 20. She's
they,
not
they can absolutely stick that. Unless this is some long plan to get her into the final by completely trampling on her confidence in the early weeks to get her to fight back. I just don't see why they're being
it's
so
cruel.
Mean to her.
I'll be
it
really,
feels cruel.
We're talking about, is it a five-person, five-couple final they're heading for?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's four or
yeah,
three.
I think it's a shorter one they're talking about. And I'd say if she's not in that five, I will be gutted.
I'm going to vote
brilliant.
For her like Billy O. Please do the same. Also, if any of you listening now, I'm going to say this now. If you vote for Jamie Leng at any point during this, don't listen to this podcast. Because I'll find you. I will find you. I don't care if you give us 5-star reviews. I don't want your ears.
I have a special set of skills and I will find you.
Too right. Okay, who's next, please?
Max and Diane.
Oh, my God.
Which sounds like a John Cougar Mellencamp.
It does, bit. Every week.
Of Diane are doing a couple's choice to the theme from The Simpsons, dressed as The Simpsons. It was creepy every time it panned across them. It looked weird.
I got a message from Mark just saying that that was really creepy. And he's really sorry he didn't get a chance to talk about it this week because he'd have just gone on endlessly about how creepy it was.
It was. My favourite description was Zoe Tomlin on Twitter, who said it was like survivors after the apocalypse reenact what they can remember of the yes! Simpsons in a bunker. And it was this is genuinely one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
It was so weird and staccato. And obviously they were kind of going for the music's very staccato and jabby. So the routine was very staccato and jabby. It was like something in a David Lynch nightmare
yeah,
sequence.
It was like interpretative dance. It was something like Talc and Turnips would do on Vic Reeves' Big Night Out. It was a piece of avant-garde, Peter Brook directed avant-garde theatre.
Yes.
It was like they'd chosen to dance to Frank Zappa. Mm. It was really, it felt like Thing Fish, like a Zappa stage show.
And
it
also,
because the thing about Danny Elfman's Simpsons theme, as anyone will tell you, is it keeps changing time signature, going fast and slow.
Not so something to dance to.
You can only dance to it if you sort of...
If you're
of
having
just,
a fit.
Yeah, follow every beat of it, which means there's no smoothness to it. But what was odd is because the judges know how hard it is to dance to.
Yeah.
They probably, I think, enjoyed it in a technical, academic sense, in a way that it was impossible to enjoy at home.
So
it made
weird.
The Simpsons look quite hard.
Oh, God.
Hard work.
It put me off The Simpsons for life, I think, which is quite hard to do because I absolutely bloody love them. But so Max was kind of lamenting the fact that obviously he's this hot young stud with a shaved head, and they used the fact that he had a shaved head to give him those kind of spidery bits of Homer Simpson hair.
That.
And they gave him, you know, a pillow shoved in his shirt so he had a big fat belly. He did look mental.
It was a bit like when they did the Minions before. It's a Minion
stuff. Yes, very much.
Dyeing someone yellow. It's being Shrek. It's always good for a laugh.
And they
but
kind
this
of
was
looked awful.
Disturbing.
But it was disturbing. Diane, I'm always impressed with the wig people and how they keep a tall wig like that on Diane's head when she's flipping around. I mean, that was
that
one
is
of the
also, that is her natural hair
it.
Colour. When she washes the red out, it's naturally tall and blue.
It was good of her to go naturel for the routine. Shirley said that he really performed the whole Homer Simpson thing. He did sort of act a bit. That was quite good. Motsy said that he let go and he sort of got more of a character of the dance going, which is good. She said it was a hard routine. And Craig said he kind of loved the fact he was like a street Charleston. So Diane put some, if she choreographed it, but some kind of, you know, some street moves, very sort of Katia Nicola kind of folded arms.
Actually,
kind
did
of,
feel quite them, didn't it?
Yeah,
you
it did a bit.
Them doing.
As in what it was completely sexless and safe. Yeah, no, very much so.
Yeah, actually, I think as well, because it's got, again, the Danny Elfman music, when they choose music that isn't straight dancing music, sometimes it can feel very, very cold and it felt a bit prog rock, like you were supposed to admire the time changes. And
I couldn't relax watching this. And considering how drunk I was, that's saying something.
It was tense. It put me on edge. They looked weird and then the music was weird. It's weird music. It's deliberately weird music. And the other thing about The Simpsons as characters, people forget this because they sold lots of merchandise and things. They're designed to be a bit unappealing. They're kind of avant-garde.
They're not lovable.
They're not peanuts. They're not sort of big heads, goofy. They're meant to be slightly avant-garde underground cartoons.
Yeah, with an
and
overbite.
You know how horrible it was when they made The Simpsons 3D for that sort of
brief
thing?
Oh my God, horrible.
Three-dimensional version. It's like 3D Peppa Pig. The eyes are on one side like a skate. It's really,
all,
really
it's
weird.
It's all wrong.
I don't want to see The Simpsons as people. It's really upsetting.
No, thank you. Anyway, they got three eights, eights across the board. It's their highest score to date. So, you know, clearly on technical dance things, they did well. But they really, really unsettled us all. And I hope they don't do that again next week, is what
I'm asking. If they come back, if they do The Simpsons every week, or if they're just yellow.
And he got either a message or he got to talk to his nan as well. I don't know how they pick and choose. They never do that with Clara. Just saying. Interesting. They love Jamie and they hate Clara. I wonder why.
I think it's the ones who've got family are allowed to do it, but the ones who are created in a lab by a mad scientist, they don't get that.
Fair enough. That's what you think. Clara was created in a lab.
The thing we don't know about Clara is
with the conspiracy theories.
She's made from dead tissue that's been animated by lightning. And they don't want to show that.
You too. You've fallen for the QAnon 5Gs. Anyway, next up, obviously, always my dance of the episode, despite what I said about Ranveer earlier. Forget that. It's Bill and Oti closed the show, I believe. Yeah, they did. They closed the show with their pasodoble to The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, the famous theme from that.
Spaghetti Western stuff.
Just brilliant. He played his guitar in the middle of it. The shaping, again, was perfect. It was, again, I said this after his Dr. Dolittle routine. After the dance finished and the judges and Tess are talking to him, he cannot drop the posture. He's too, like, his head's back and his shoulders are down, and it's like he's got a physical broom handle up his spine. It's so sweet. He's just like, no, Oti Ted, I had to stand like this. And she'll give me the broom again. And he just looks like completely unable to relax. But I think that's so adorable.
He's clearly a magnificent pupil.
Oh, brilliant. Which already,
and again, what's great about it, he has realised as well, which is a very hard thing for, especially for a comedian to realise, is that the more serious he is, the funnier he is, and the more charming he is.
But you believe him as well. I wrote down, because, you know, he's an actor and he's acted in things and been brilliant in Black Books. He was sensational. But he's an older man, you know, in a costume, playing a part. And actually, I've never seen him act like this before. I believed him. I believed he was in a dusty old town, a cowboy doing his thing. His focus and his commitment is so beyond what I ever would expect from him.
It's another one of those Spirit of Strictly things where you go, if I ever got asked on there, and you won't be, but you fantasize about it, you go, would I make a fool of myself?
You have fantasized about this, haven't you?
Would I try and make light of it and pretend it was all a joke? And you go, no, what you hope, what you dream you do is what Ranveer do and what Bill does.
Yeah.
And what Clara does is to say, this is my big chance. I'm never going to get to do this again. This is the most fun I could possibly have.
Yeah.
But everything about this was lovely. The trappings, the music was great. To dance to it was appropriate.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's fantastic. But even little touches like it opened widescreen. Little jokes like that.
It was lovely.
So you went, it's full of little jokes and bits of wit, but it's not silly. It's not funny. And they've got a comedian there. Bill Bailey's got a funny face.
Yeah.
That's how he's made his living.
Oh, completely. Those people with funny bones that they can't do anything else because they have to.
And it's a bit like, actually, the people who've got funny bones, it's like watching Matt Lucas sing.
Yeah.
Someone who naturally could make you laugh, choosing not to make you laugh and just be brilliant.
And just completely put all his energy into being a convincing character
his
in the dance.
Eyes, which are always good
so
anyway,
good.
But they were riveting. I was trying to work out whether he'd done a Tim Minchin and did a bit of an eyeliner or something.
Oh,
but something about it.
They were popping.
And it was, but it wasn't goofy. He was just
intense.
By taking it seriously and being a good pupil and learning the dance and doing it with full commitment.
Yeah.
He was both enormously funny and enormously exciting.
Well, the judges agreed. Motsi said she could see, you know, he was basically saying with his eyes, I am not here to play.
Yeah.
He's not here to be the Joker. Jamie can do that until he goes next week. I swear to God, if he doesn't go next week, I'm throwing this podcast in the bin. just saying. Motsi was just completely on board with it, said you don't break character. Craig said, I'll see you in the final, which is pretty brilliant. Finally, Craig says something correct this episode. And Shirley just admired his obvious commitment to keeping in frame and just loves his performance. And the judges' scores reflected, I think, really well, although I think Craig was again a bit stingy. Craig gave him an 8 and the women gave him 9s, which put him in the top 2 with Ranveer and Giovanni.
That's where he needs to be there, because I think that if he's not in the final, then that's not the series I've been watching.
No, me either. Absolutely. I think if it is 5 couples, then that would be exciting, because it would give room for the instantly brilliant who deserve to be there, because you can't not have really good dancers in the final, like Maisie and Herver. But also it could mean, I mean, in my dream, like Ranveer, Bill and say Clara.
Yeah.
Although I've probably left out someone brilliant, haven't I? I don't think Nicola's final material. I'd like to see her go a bit further. But I think in terms of finals, those 3, I think I'd love to see them
in there.
It'd
be great. And then the excitement of, imagine how exciting it's going to be coming up towards Christmas, and everyone, the national service of this show, cheering you up.
Yeah.
The idea that you'd be able to watch a really passionate, enjoyable, entertaining Bill Bailey dance towards the end. Someone who, when you heard he was going to be on the show, you went, oh, that'll be great fun.
I know.
And didn't realise it would be fun like this.
Pulled out all the stops. He's incredible. Obviously, the fact they let him close the show tells you a lot about...
They've got faith.
...the producers knowing what they've got in him now, and hopefully they're going to deploy it well and carefully, because he is a national treasure, I will use those words, this early in the competition, and almost medically necessary for me to maintain an even... Obviously, I don't have an even temperament. I'm a very angry woman until Jamie's out of the show. Yeah. But in order for me to maintain basic mental health, Bill has to be there.
When Jamie leaves the show, will it look like outside Washington, outside the White House? Do you think people will be in the streets waving placards
so.
That decency has returned?
And he won't come to the studio for the dance-off. He'll just be playing golf.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be like.
I think definitely. Next week, I don't think it's a themed week. I imagine it's not. Dance-themed week. Sadly, you probably won't be there unless Mark's too busy with his game show, in which case you might be.
I'll be delighted to come
You're
back.
You're very much the second choice.
Good.
But thank you so much for coming and sitting in for Mark.
That's been fun.
Thank you for listening. Mark got really sincere at this point last week in the podcast. It made me feel slightly uncomfortable. But we genuinely really do hope we're injecting a bit of fun into your weekend. I know a lot of people listen on a Monday now to kind of to pretend the weekend's still going. But frankly, this weekend was so happy and exciting that I think the general good feeling will probably go on for many a day to come.
Yub nub.
And thank you, Yub nub. But in the meantime, keep listening, subscribing, and please do join us next week. See you then. Bye.
Hello, my name's Beth Murray, and if you'd like to hear funny people talk about giving birth, then have I got the podcast for you.
Poor Richard, he made the schoolboy error of standing up to see the baby while I was on the operating table, and I think that's really not recommended.
You were scarred for life, he was scarred for life. In the latest series of One Torn Every Minute, a whole labour ward of new guests tell me their birth stories in hilarious and graphic detail.
Gas and air can suck my...
That's One Torn Every Minute. Available now on all good podcast platforms.
I suppose you wouldn't do it at all, would you, if you really thought about it?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.